Chapter 7, When the World Was Destroyed by Water. This chapter is based on in 7. In the days of Noah, a double curse was resting upon the earth in consequence of Adam's transgression and the murder committed by Cain. Yet the earth was still beautiful. The hills were crowned with majestic trees, the plains were sweet with the fragrance of 1,000 flowers. The fruits of the earth were almost without limit. The trees far surpassed in size and perfect proportion any now to be found. Their wood was of fine grain and hard substance, resembling stone and hardly less enduring. Gold, silver, and precious stones existed in abundance. The human race yet retained much of its early vigor. There were many giants renowned for wisdom, skillful in devising the most cunning and wonderful works, but giving loose rein to iniquity. God bestowed upon these antediluvians rich gifts, but they used his bounties to glorify themselves and turned them into a curse by fixing their affections on the gifts instead of the giver. They endeavored to excel one another in beautifying their dwellings with skillful workmanship. They reveled in scenes of pleasure and wickedness. Not desiring to retain God in their knowledge, they soon came to deny his existence. They glorified human genius, worshipped the works of their own hands, and taught their children to bow down to graven images. The psalmist describes the effect produced upon the worshipper by the adoration of idols. They that make them are like unto them, so is every one that trusteth in them. It is a law of the human mind that by beholding we become changed. If the mind is never exalted above the level of humanity, if it is not uplifted to contemplate infinite wisdom and love, man will be constantly sinking lower and lower. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. His law was transgressed, and every conceivable sin was the result. Justice was trampled in the dust, and the cries of the oppressed reached unto heaven.